and a bigger squad comes up from the depot down on the plains. They take a downed tower very seriously.
Yeah, well, it could cost them money, said Vimes, peering into the mouth of the mortar. We need this tower working, Inigo. I don't like being stuck out here.
The roads aren't too bad yet. They could be here by tomorrow evening. I'm sure you shouldn't do that, sir.
Vimes had pulled the mortar out of its tube. He looked at Inigo quizzically.
They won't go off until you light the charge at the base, he said. They're safe. And they'd make a stupid weapon, because you can't aim them worth a damn, and they're only made of cardboard in any case. Come on, let's get it onto the roof.
Not until dark, Your Grace. That way, two or three towers on each side will see it, not just the closest.
But if the closest towers are watching, they'll certainly see...
We don't know that there is anyone there to watch, sir. Perhaps what happened here has happened there too.
Good grief! You don't think...
No, I don't think, sir. I'm a civil servant. I advise other people. Then they think. My advice is that an hour or two won't hurt, sir. My advice is you should return with Lady Sybil now, sir. I will send up a flare as soon as it's dark and make my way back to the embassy.
Hold on. I am commander in...
Not here, Your Grace, remember? Here you are a civilian in the way. I'll be safe enough.
The crew weren't.
They weren't me. For the sake of Lady Sybil, Your Grace, I advise you to leave now.
Vimes hesitated, hating the fact that Inigo was not only right, but was, despite his claim to mindlessness, doing the thinking that he should be doing. He was supposed to be out for an afternoon's drive with his wife, for heaven's sake.
Well, all right. Just one thing, though. Why are you here?
The last time Sleeps was seen, he was on his way up here with a message.
Ah. And am I right in thinking that your Mr. Sleeps was not exactly the kind of diplomat that hands round the cucumber sandwiches?
Inigo smiled thinly.
That's right, sir. He was the other sort.
Your sort.
And now go, Your Grace. The sun will be setting soon.
Corporal Nobbs, president and convener of the Guild of Watchmen, surveyed his troops.
All right, one more time, he said. What do we want?
The strike meeting had been going on for some time, and it had been going on in a bar. The watchmen were already a little forgetful. Constable Ping raised his hand.
A proper grievance procedure, a complaints committee, an overhaul of the promotion procedures,
Better crockery in the canteen, someone supplied.
Freedom from unwarranted accusations of sucrose theft, said someone else.
No more than 7 days straight on nights.
An increase in the boots allowance.
At least 3 afternoons off for grandmother's funerals per year.
Not having to pay for our own pigeon feed.
Another drink.
This last demand met with general approval. Constable Shue got to his feet. He was still, in his spare time, organiser of the Campaign for Dead Rights, and he knew how this sort of thing went.
No, 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 he said. You've got to get it a lot simpler than that. It's got to have bounce and rhythm. Like, what do we want? Dumpty-dumpty. When do we want it now? See? You need one simple demand. Let's try it again. What do we want?
The watchmen looked at one another. No one quite wanted to be the first.
Another drink?
Someone volunteered.
Yeah,
said someone at the back.
When do we want it? Now.
Well, that one seems to have worked, said Nobby as the policeman crowded round the bar. What else are we going to need, Reg?
Signs for the picket, said Constable Shue.
We've got to picket.
Oh, yes.
In that case, said Nobby firmly, we've got to have a big metal drum to burn old scrap wood in while we're picking at it.
Why?
Said Reg.
You got to stand around warming your hands over a big drum, said Nobby. That's how people know you're an official picket and not a bunch of bums.
But we are a bunch of bums, Nobby. People think we are anyway.
All right, but let's be warm ones.
The sun was a finger's width above the rim when Vimes's coach set off from the tower. Igor whipped the horses up. Vimes looked out of the window at the road's edge a few feet away and several hundred feet above the water.
Why so fast? He shouted.
Got to be home by sunset, Igor shouted. It's traditional.
The big red sun was moving through bars of cloud.